The Warriors host the Dallas Mavericks on Thursday night in their second meeting of the season, and the Warriors finding energy from numerous contributors in an inspired performance at home after their perfect 6-0 road trip. As Monday, the Warriors banding together to beat the Blazers without the services of Draymond Green, Zaza Pachulia, and Stephen Curry, as Kevin Durant continued to power the attack on both ends. KD with a team-high 28 points to go with 9 boards and 3 blocks. Jordan Bell, tremendous energy in the start. He had 11 points and 6 boards and was a game-high plus 14. Nick Young heating up early and finishing with a dozen points and a pair of threes. Andre Iguodala, a steadying force with 8 boards and 5 assists, while Omri Caspi had 11 points and 9 rebounds as Klay Thompson hit 4 trays on the way to 24 points. And off the bench, David West, a real force, delivering 10 points to the mix, while Oakland native Damian Lillard fueled the Blazers with 39 points, the Warriors standing strong, holding off a late charge while taking a 111-104 victory. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Not just tonight, the last few games, you know, without Steph and Draymond and Zaza both missing some games too. It's been a good chance for Jordan and Kevon to get out there. JaVale did a nice job the other night in Detroit, and he didn't play tonight because of the matchups. But Quinn Cook coming up and doing a good job. It's these nights are really powerful for a team where guys are able to get out there who aren't usually in the lineup. Makes them feel good, makes us feel good, and it just strengthens the depth.
What does David West bring to this team, especially on a night like this? He's pretty much perfect.
David's had a spectacular season. I mean, it's crazy. It seems like every night he's doing this, you know, hitting 5 or 6 shots, blocking shots, setting screens. I mean, he's one of the smartest players out there on the floor every night. He's just been brilliant. Sometimes I think a guy, you know, later in his career, especially a guy like David who's been an all-star, it's almost like you're playing with house money, you know, in your career. You just let it go, just play and experience the joy, just feel it. And he's having a lot of fun out there. You can see it, and he's playing great.
What did you think of the defense tonight? It's been, you know, such a key without Steph. It seemed like it played well for 3 quarters, a little bit late, but what did you just think overall?
Yeah, overall great. We got out on shooters. JB was really good, switching on to their guards and challenging shots. And I thought all in all, until that fourth quarter stretch, when we got a little lazy, I thought the defense was good. The key is just having a lot of talent around them and the continuity that already exists on the team. It's hard to integrate, you know, 6-7 new players, but if it's 3 or 4 on a team that already has, the continuity that we have, it's much easier because the older guys just sort of lead them and help them along. But they've all been really good. They're fun to have on the team, and they're all contributing.
How satisfied are you with this performance, and why? And what are some of the areas that you think still need to be improved?
Well, I'm satisfied. I'm always satisfied with any win, but particularly without 3 starters. That's a great sign. And I liked our defense for 3 quarters. Fourth quarter was a little disappointing, but we let our guard down. But Damian Lillard obviously got rolling, and he's tough to stop. So I'll give him credit, but it's a good win, and we move on.
Coach, what did you see out of Quinn Cook's 10 minutes tonight?
Quinn was great. He's been fantastic since we've brought him up, and he's really the ideal guy to be in this role. He's a professional. I've talked to Coach K about him a little bit. Coach K just loved him at Duke, called him a force multiplier, which I'd never really heard that expression before, but it's a really good one. That's what Quinn does. He sort of makes everybody better. He makes the group better because of his professionalism and his intelligence and his play. So we're really happy with Quinn, and he's contributing quite a bit right now without Steph out there.
Back to Jordan. There were a couple of times when he got switched out on Dame or CJ. And he made some pretty nice plays. What did you think of his defense when he was switched out on one of those two guards?
Yeah, he was great. You know, that's kind of his forte. That's what we liked about him coming out of Oregon was, you know, the ability to switch out onto guards and protect the rim. It's a very unique skill, kind of a Draymond Green-like skill, and it's a required one in the modern NBA with all these little guards shooting, you know, 28-footers and then penetrating in the floor space. You have to have that speed and athleticism and versatility, and Jordan's got that.
Hey Steve, we got the note about Nick's concussion. Are there any other details you can share as far as the play that caused that or where he goes from here with it?
No real details. You know, our medical staff will check on him, you know, tomorrow, and we'll see where that all goes. But I've got no report.
He'll go through the protocol tomorrow.
Just piggybacking on what you said about Wes, is he a guy whose contribution in the locker room too weighs pretty heavy? Like, is he somebody who everybody just sort of looks up to and respects?
Yeah, he's the elder statesman, and doesn't say a lot, but when he speaks, it's loud and powerful because he picks his spots. But he's just, you know, he's seen everything, been around this league for a long time. He's obviously a great player, but he's also one of our leaders and a mentor for the younger guys. We're lucky to have him.
And after Thursday's game against the Mavericks, the Warriors take on the Lakers in L.A. next Monday before returning home for 7 consecutive games here at Oracle Arena to close out 2017. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.